Sheehad are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Does it feel a little premature?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on
the head.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the idea of a legacy thing maybe happens at the end of your career or something, I suppose.
I mean, there's a reason we've held off, you know, our record companies from releasing a greatest hits record, because we're not really that interested, you know?
It's the story hasn't stopped yet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I always associate, like, a lifetime achievement award once you've completed your mission, so to speak. And I just don't feel in any way that this band's done that, you know?
So you get that call and you think, oh, we're not Heritage Act just yet.
I found it really quite jarring, to tell you the truth. And it's not like I'm not honoured, because New Zealand music's so important to me, and to be put in the same league as, you know, Straight Jacket Fits and stuff like that, it's like real honour. But we got told that just as Tom was mixing the final Year of the Universe, which I think is one of the more grand statements we've had for ages, and I'm just going, but it's just the wrong time. All of a sudden you're looking forward, and all of a sudden you've been dragged to look at what you've done. It's like, well, I'm not really that interested in what I've done. I'm really interested right now in what we're doing. This is the final Year of the Universe, first song on the new album, Ignite.
That's quite a name for a song.
It was Massive Sabbath.
It's quite a change there into the acoustic.
Yeah, good.
Well, it was when you were doing the vocals on this record, and I remember you needed that.
I needed the melody, so I just played it while I was doing the vocals in a demo studio, and Tom went, we've got to keep that.
Yeah.
That's the Sheehad Light and Shade right there.
Yeah, we just thought the acoustic guitar does sound so good in that bit.
And then you've got this.
John, you've talked about this one a bit being about death and the indestructibility of life.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, it's like definitely dealing with my lack of belief in an afterlife, but also my belief in the majesty of the universe and how awesome it is to be part of it. I mean, it's nothing I haven't talked about before, but I think this music's just right for talking about it, you know? And the idea being, yeah, I might not be around as a person, but my Adam's going to be floating around right to the end, you know, which is cool and sort of empowering, but humbling.
Drums really power this one along.
Yeah, Tom Bonham at his best.
Tom Bonham.
I just remember going, when we first demoed it, we just all went, that is so fat. And it's so measured, like we wouldn't have been able to play something like that when we were younger, I don't think.
Just giving us some space.
Yeah. Not being afraid of the space as well, you know?
Yeah.
And this melody was Faith No More as well. Hey, we were like,
yeah, I hear
it's
that.
It's quite sort of orchestral or something.
Yeah.
The given wisdom with Sheehad fans is that Sheehad albums alternate between hard and soft, metal and pop. It's as if you're making a record and then you're sort of remedying the extremes of the last one by swinging back the other way. Is there any truth to that? Do you take the last record that you made as the point of reference, so you need to come with something new for this one? Mm. Or is it a blank slate every time?
It's a blank slate, man. Like, it really is. I mean, it does seem to swing, totally.
And it has flowed like that for most of our career.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. It sort of is uncanny. I mean, and it's not... It's just where the heads are at and what you're listening to at the time and what strengths you want to play to in this band. I mean, this band's a pretty versatile bunch of musicians. We can play a quiet song with as much passion as we play a wall of noise song. You know, I really do rate all the musicians in this band to be able to pull those things off. But it seems to be that right now, the songs that we all agreed on were the ones that went slam. This is Engage. It is one of the first songs we tracked for this record. We tracked it at the same time as Sleep Eater and Ignite.
Was this Sonic Youthy?
It was called Sonic Youth originally.
Y-O-O-F.
Y-O-O-F, yeah, Sonic Youth. Because of the doom round and even though that actually sounds quite Sheehardy, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it's actually quite a Sheehardy song, this one.
It is.
Particular.
Again, there's lots of Faith No More for me as well.
Yes.
Heaps of Faith No More. When we originally did this...
This is My Bloody Valentine-y idea.
Well, it was My Bloody Valentine riff with a more of a Sex Pistols sort of vocally line over it or something, you know?
Playtime is over now. Are you a time waster?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, and that is actually about wasting time, you know? I think as you get older, you realise, yeah, you don't have that much time on the planet, so you've got to make it count.
This lyric is a classic John Too Good note to self. Like, make the song to remind you to do this.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, it is note to self. It is note to self.
It's like tying a piece of string on your finger.
But in
every night for every show.
Yeah, but in a musical form.
Yeah.
I reckon this song would be good live.
Yeah, I think
really,
so too.
It's got a nice swing. And it's got lots of different dips and dives, which I really like. Playtime is over now.
Oh, I like the bridge coming up.
This again, Faith No More.
What?
Total pattern. Yeah.
this riff coming up.
Oh yeah,
this riff. This is called Nemesis Dark Star. The reason it's called Nemesis Dark Star is because we had to have a song called Nemesis Dark Star on this record.
I remember Johnny having lists of names, and I went, oh, I don't care, but we have to use that name for at least one of these songs.
So it had nothing to do with it. It's just like, it just had to be a song called Nemesis Dark Star.
I mean, when you come up with a good string of words, you be a waste not to use it.
But it was sort of, it's tongue-in-cheek.
It pertains to the lyrics somehow, right? Cause
in a way, yeah, because I am...
Everyone's your enemy.
Yeah, I'm talking about, the anti-me.
You don't strike me as a man that would have too many enemies.
It happens. It happens to everyone.
There's a few nemeses.
It happens to everyone. You can't go through life without, disagreeing with people. I reckon that's a part of being an adult. You know, I spent most of my life going, the worst thing that could happen to me was for someone to not like me. Why? You know, what have I done, you know? And then you realise, right, you can't control everything, you know? People are going to disagree with you, people are going to agree with you, blah, blah, blah. And you've got to let go of control of that and just work out who you are and what you believe. And, you know, as long as you think your morals are good, and you're not hurting anyone, then if someone's got a beef with you, it's their f***ing problem, you know? And you've got more control of that situation once you let go of control of that situation, you know? That's one thing I've been trying to work on. I'm still failing.